This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
The United Nations will host leaders from around the world for a global summit on climate change on September 23, 2014 in New York City. The UN Secretary General is calling on global leaders to combat the effects of global climate change. In support of Ban Ki-moon, thousands of people will be marching in New York City. The People's Climate March will take place on Sunday, September 21st. It will tell the story of climate change through six themes. In support of the march, Heritage Radio Network is doing a series of interviews addressing each of these themes. In this piece, we focus on the theme of We Know Who Is Responsible. We are on the line with Jim Gerritsen, owner of Wood Prairie Farms, an organic potato farm in Maine. Jim is taking a stand against industrialized farming by creating a marketplace to sell local, organic products. Jim, in your experience, who is responsible for climate change?
Well, I think we all are responsible for climate change. I think that the choices we make in our daily lives all comes down to how much in harmony or in disharmony we are with Mother Earth. Organic farmers, I believe, are doing a good job of trying to farm in a manner which is good on the environment and produces high quality food. If you look at it from a historical view, farmers for the last 8 or 10,000 years really have been converting solar energy into food and fiber that human beings need. And it's been mainly since World War II in the last 60 years where the role of farmers has radically changed. The modern agricultural system is a very energy-intensive system that is basically taking fossil energy and using it in addition to synthetic inputs like insecticides and fungicides and herbicides, and coming up with food that there is more and more indication is not healthy to eat. So organic farmers, I think, capture that historical and traditional sense of converting solar energy into crops that we can eat, or grass that then livestock eats. And in that way, a good farm, as typified by organic farmers, are actually minimizing the negative effects that are causing climate change. Everyone knows that the increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is creating a greenhouse effect, and that is increasing the temperature and causing the global warming, the global climate change that everyone talks about. It's said that a weed is simply a plant that is out of place, and I would submit that carbon is simply misplaced by modern agriculture. The fact is, all farmers and organic farmers are keenly aware of this. We want as much carbon as we can get because that is part of a living life cycle on our fields. The carbon, which through photosynthesis is removed from the air, it builds the soil organic matter on our farms and becomes a huge sink. So organic farmers and good farmers, when they're doing their job right, they are sequestering carbon, putting it back into the soil where it increases fertility, it increases tilth, it increases aeration, it increases water holding retention, increases nitrogen fixation, increases mineral availability, and in other words, it creates higher quality food. So that carbon is just in the wrong place, and modern industrial agriculture is working against the people's interests by putting that carbon into the air. And organic farmers are showing the way by having good rotations that build the soil and take that carbon from the air and put it into the soil where it belongs.
Jim, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good one. The United Nations Summit on Climate Change represents a great opportunity for world leaders to take a stand on our climate future. We hope the summit's participants will be both bold and visionary in their work. Join Heritage Radio Network and over 1,400 other organizations at the People's Climate March this Sunday, September 21st, 2014, to demand that the world's governments devote their resources to combating climate change. Visit peoplesclimate.org to learn more. This is Austin Sherman reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.